Mom.
Welcome to More Than Meets the Mom, where two moms of three find strength in the chaos and redefine motherhood as the start of something greater. We're here to empower each other and you to prioritize wellness, embrace the messy moments, and discover the power that comes from taking care of ourselves while raising our families.
Because motherhood isn't the end of who we are. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. Join us as we dive into real conversations about self-care, mindset, and the journey to becoming our strongest, most confident selves inside and out.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
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 I love you, Mommy.
We're your hosts, Kristen and Becca, and this podcast is all about you, Mom. Today, I want to start by taking you back 2-ish years ago when I got a paid trip to Disneyland with a bunch of my friends. Like, how amazing is that? But a little more to the story. I was newly postpartum and spent my time in Disneyland. While I had, like, such an incredible time, it was also challenging. I was still pumping and running back and forth every few hours with Kristen, actually.
Yeah, she wasn't alone.
This was a huge bonding experience. We got a lot of steps. Pumping and then also trying to be present with the group that we were there with, missing our kids, having a great time. It was a roller coaster, dare I say, at Disneyland.
And exhausting.
It was. It was exhausting in a way I would never want to change. However, when I came home, I was just expecting, you know, my husband to be so thrilled to see me and my baby to just want to latch right on and nurse again and my kids to be just, Mom, we love you so much.
We missed you.
Did you have a great time? And my husband be like, oh my God, you must be so tired. You just traveled and had 20,000 steps every day.
You were pumping.
Yeah, like you were nourishing our child. No, actually I was dumping.
You were. But you were still trying to keep your flow up.
Yes. And, you know, it was like a 180 of that. It was completely different, and I was not ready for what I was walking into.
So set the stage. What did you walk into? So you didn't have dinner on the table. No. The house wasn't clean. Your baby maybe not ready for you to be back.
No. Oh, my gosh. No. I walked into just like the normal chaos of having three small children and my husband, who did an amazing job but was like out of his element trying to care for them and work full time. My daughter, my baby, I believe didn't latch again.
I remember you saying that was the last time.
I was not prepared for that. And I did not get a nap. I didn't get a nap.
I just jumped right back in
to the fighting and making dinner and cleaning and not a lot of like happy joy, Mom, we missed and loved you, more like salty that I left.
Yeah.
And Mom got this weekend away at Disney and we're...
She's so refreshed.
Yeah. And it just, everything was mismatched.
Yeah.
And I was not prepared. Yeah. So anyways, I'm going to set the stage with that. And I'm wondering if you can relate to that kind of feeling of mismatched expectations with any of your experiences in motherhood.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, as you're saying all of that, I don't know any of you mamas that have also traveled without your husband, without your kids, but I cannot even tell you how many times that's been my reality, where I come home expecting flowers on the table because I'm so deeply missed, to walk into like the house is chaotic because, you know, as a parent dealing solo with your kids for multiple days, it's exhausting and it's draining. But my brain wanted me to believe otherwise, that I was gonna walk into something so magical. And then when reality struck, it was a hard pill to swallow. So I have several of those experiences. I also have the experience of even just walking into motherhood with, you know, having seen other moms and experienced other kids. I had this whole expectation of the kind of mom that I would be and how much my kids would love me and how I would not have tablets at restaurants, how my kids would not have a lot of screen time, how my kids would eat every meal and they would eat their veggies and their fruit and they would be wonderful eaters. I made so many judgments towards other moms and set this expectation of the type of mom that I would be, and I was slammed with a hard dose of reality as soon as I became a mom and recognized how hard it was and how my kids had their own personalities and their own desires and their own choices that I had to adjust and adapt how I showed up as a mom to meet their needs, to be able to give myself some capacity to keep my sanity and navigate really the difficulties and challenges of motherhood.
Yeah, you had to shift your expectations.
I did, a lot.
I'm thinking even now, we were just talking about what it would be like to have older children and what, you know, we expect it to be like when we have older children versus what it's actually going to be. And I think that going through the different phases of motherhood, I've had a lot more eye-opening experiences and just openness towards other people, other situations, to not set those expectations and instead to say, you know, when I get there, we'll see what it's like.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, and not set these hard rules for, oh, when my kid's this age, when my do this, my kid will do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as I'm hearing all of that and you talk about expectations, it's probably one of my favorite topics to talk about because for so many years of my life, I didn't have any awareness around the expectations that I was setting. And so often I would be left feeling disappointed, defeated, frustrated without knowing and having the awareness of why that was until I embraced realistic expectations versus unrealistic expectations. And I think for so long, I set unrealistic expectations on myself, on other people, of how I wanted them to show up. And so much of that fell into because I was comparing my life to other people's life. Oh, my friend and their significant other did this, thus my significant other is going to do that. And then when that didn't happen, I would feel frustrated. I'd feel defeated. Or same with my kids or relationships, friendships in life. And so I did that because of comparison. I also did it because of perfectionism, of wanting to present or show a certain way. I would set these unrealistic expectations on myself or other people to show up a certain way. And again, that feeling of defeat, frustration, that would just be this ripple effect then in the relationship that would bring a divide or would bring a misunderstanding. And so talking about expectations and what we are walking into when we walk into these different situations and scenarios, I think is so powerful.
I think you're absolutely right that not even knowing why I'm feeling so upset about this mismatch of what I wanted versus what's happening was such a difficult part of it. And so to be able to name it, label it, to say, hey, I had these expectations and this is actually what's happening and both are okay, but to have a step back and an understanding of what's going on is really critical to managing those expectations and emotions so that we're not triggered and so that we're not feeling let down. And as you're talking about comparison, I think social media can make it so challenging because, like you said, I saw this one husband do this one thing on this one story on Instagram. And so I wrote this whole story and figured out that I expect my husband to do this. And, right. You know, when you say it like that, it sounds kind of silly. But in reality, we do that. Our brain does that and it doesn't set us up for success.
Right.
Or I saw these kids sitting at a restaurant and they didn't have tablets and they were behaving. What am I doing wrong?
Right.
Those kids have it together and creating this whole thing, when reality is that we need to just take a step back and meet ourselves, our partners, our kids, our friends with where we're at, not with where other people are at or where we think they should be, but instead where we're at. And that's the only way that we're going to successfully get to where we want to go.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked about cognitive distortions before on here. And one of them that comes up is should. And oftentimes I will say, don't should on yourself, because often we're like, well, they should act a certain way. They should do that for me. We should be further along. And the reality is there's so many variables that go into any one situation or experience that we can't create the reality that we want when there's other people involved or other challenges, obstacles, things that might come in our way. We have to be able to set realistic expectations. So, Becca, you told a story at the beginning of your experience at Disneyland and coming home. I shared my experience going into motherhood, and I would say that both of us set unrealistic expectations. I didn't know the type of mom I was going to be or what I was going to really be walking into as a mom. You were coming home from this trip from Disneyland, and your husband was outside of his norm. You know, instead of going to work full day and you doing pickup and drop off, he all of a sudden took on the role of you and of himself. And so he was probably tired. overstimulated out of his own routine. And so what I heard you do in that situation is set this expectation of what you wanted to walk into without possibly holding space for his feelings, his experiences, and the reality of what it was like back at home.
Yeah, that was a rookie mistake right there. And I think that, like, you know, say that rookie mistake is, like, I think oftentimes when we do set those unrealistic expectations, it's in new situations.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first time I had gone on a trip and had this situation that I was coming home to, or different phases with children. That's typically when we set these expectations that are not realistic. And I imagine he probably had some unrealistic expectations about what my trip looked like.
Yeah.
You know, that I was just relaxing at Disney and having the best time. And while I had a great time, I would not have called it relaxing.
Right.
And so I think that after several trips that I had gone on, I started to get an understanding of what was going on. After, you know, you and I talked about it too, to try to be like, why is coming home such a disaster? That I was able to then set realistic expectations and communicate with my husband about it. And mm-hmm. I think that those two things were so critical in finding peace coming home, that we had both had different kinds of hearts or experiences, and that to be able to come together and say, okay, let's talk. How are you feeling? What do you need? How was your week? How was yours? And really opening the gates to, like, we've come from different worlds right now, mm-hmm. and we're coming together. I may be tired and he may feel resentful, and that's all okay. As long as we get it out there,
yeah.
and there's an understanding, that really made it more realistic. And it honestly just came back to reflection and understanding of what the expectations were and what we wanted, and communication around
right.
it. And they're not perfect, but it certainly set us up for way more success.
Yeah, and, you know, also painting the picture of Disneyland, because if I were on the other side of this listening in, I'm like, what are you talking about? You were at Disneyland, like, such a beautiful, fun experience with your girlfriends. You weren't even there with kids. But it was also a work trip. You know, being in the social selling environment, there was this mental load, emotional load that came with it, of constantly being proactive of how you were sharing, how you were showing up, how you were displaying the business and the trips and the incentives. And that takes a lot of energy and can be really draining in the midst of this. And, you know, I think that communication piece between you and your husband is so powerful. And I think even adding to that is asking for what you need. And the thing that I learned with my husband over these countless trips that I would go on is, one, to be able to hold space for the gratitude that I had for what he was doing and showing up for, so that way I was fortunate enough to go on these trips. But then also being able to ask for what I need, recognizing that I might not always get what it is that I need, but being able to put it out there and communicate of, hey, I know you've been at home all day with the kids. You know, as I come home, like, it would be really nice if we could do this together, or we can have this. And he has the ability to say, I am spent doing that, or trying to, you know, accomplish that is, like, outside of the realm of possibility. But it gives us that opportunity to meet each other where we're at and recognize where the other one is at, so you have more awareness for what you're walking into.
Absolutely. Awareness. That was what you just said. And I think that is just so critical, because as we're sitting here talking about, okay, how do we set expectations? How do we make it realistic? How do we think about phases that we're going to be in with our kids, or what we want them to act like? It really is so much around awareness, mm-hmm. and self-reflection and communication. And that may sound like buzzwords or simplifying it, but the more that we talk about it, the more that we recognize that at the core, these things are what are required to have these relationships with other people, to have successful expectations, and to navigate the challenges of life.
So as we wrap this episode up, if you can resonate or relate to either of our stories, maybe you've gone on a trip before and you've come back and you've walked into something that you felt disappointed with or frustrated with, or maybe you could relate to my story of just motherhood in general, of what you expected you would show up and do or be as a mom, and then finding that reality's not meeting those expectations. And I think it's important to hold space for when we feel frustrated, when we feel defeated, when we feel disappointed, and be able to have what you had said, Becca, that awareness to pause and then reflect and ask ourselves the question of, am I feeling this way because I created a story, a narrative, an expectation that was unrealistic because I can't control my kids, I can't control my spouse, I can't control all the variables in life, and do I need to alter my expectations to meet reality?
So remember, it's important to honor where you, your partner, and your children are, not where you wish everyone would be. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow moms who might need a reminder that they too are allowed to feel confident in motherhood. Follow us on Instagram at More Than Meets the Mom for more inspiration. See you next time.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you,
Mom.
I love you, Mommy.